Hello, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Going to set up my screen here. We're looking at OANDA data, good reflection of what's happening in the markets right now. So here's what's going on with Yahoo Finance. You can see these small little moves compared to the other digital assets that I'll show you in a sec. For the US, this one looks like it showed up on my scans. So this one's probably going to outperform over the next little bit. As you can see here, that's the Russell 2000. Gold is down, oil is down. And then the Forex is just all over the place. I'm going to show you one pair I like. Outside of that, I think there's no solid rally. It's just really a complete mess. But you can see here, the digital asset space that I mentioned earlier, you can see that number right there for this Bitcoin, the granddaddy of them all. This one's the alternative. That's not true. This one's outperforming that one. Maybe this index. So people will walk away. These are not performing. They're performing, and they're performing really well. But too bad you're not on my Telegram channel to know about that. But that's okay. You're the one losing out, not me. Anyways, moving on to the next step is good old OANDA here. So what you'll find here at the bottom is the charts that I watch, platinum. Now, natural gas looking pretty good. That's a really good run up. Had a couple of pullbacks there, but it's back in full motion. Right here was a pullback, but it's a good solid rally. These are the kind of rallies I like to see, $3 to $4, 25% increase over the last month. That's pretty big for a commodity. That's a big increase. So when you hear about inflation, this is where the inflation is in energy, but not food. I'm going to show you why. Oil's another one. We got WTI, just got killed. I thought this would be, it was here about buy the dip. Hasn't recovered to its peak here July 5th. So sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. You're better off to know about these guys because you get a consistent profit long-term and just know which ones to pick. Now, look at this. This is copper here. Now, if you look at this, this is a big move. Okay, so copper, historically, back to June 6th, it's pretty close. So that, if it continues to move, is a classic entry. I don't know what's really driving it. Maybe I hear China is on fire right now, industrial-wise. That could be why, early stages of that, since July 18th, when it started to take off. Today's the 26th, so that's over the last week. This is one of those critical commodities you want to watch to see which way the economy goes. Another one that I do watch here is the gold silver ratio. This is the one that is probably the ones that I can show on this OANDA. This one's the most reliable. We can see here, things started to spike July 7th. That's due to, and that's up until July 21st. Now, it's not showing up in my scans. I was just curious. I think it's time to start watching it. It is in decline. When it's in decline, that's a good thing. But when it starts to spike here, that's when you got to watch it. Historically, just to show you that this is reliable, one-day chart, you can see back in, see here. Okay, I'm going to show you probably 1 week. Yeah, so you could see here when that global sickness kicked in early January 20th, you could see right up until April, like when things panicked, guess what moved? This. When it's a solid decline, and it's been a solid decline since. But you can see here, when you're watching, it's sort of run up historically outside of this pullback here in July of last year. When it starts to run up, like here and here, and this is all due to the news of this global sickness really that's driving that. This is what you watch to see how the economy is moving and how things are really shaping up economically. All right, so let me show you Brent crude. Again, same pattern as WTI, just getting kind of crushed. Like, I mean, this might start to move, but if you just did this trade and held on, you would have been better off, especially from when the dip started July, let's say 21st, you'd be consistent rally move. All right, so let's take another gander at the markets here. You can see things are declining here, specifically here. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's the Forex. But let's just see. Everything's still solid green here. It looks like outside of NASDAQ. So pretty tough way to trade. It's like betting on horses. I mean, yeah, there's the news, but you get a lot of exogenous news that can shock certain things like disagreements with the OPEC and just kills off the price performance like last week on oil. So let's go through these. France is still at the top of the list. It's still powering up. That's the France 40. Again, we have finally one currency in US that's moving up. That's the British pound in US dollar. I'm not a fan of Forex anymore. I just lose faith in it unless, as I said, this one here, I forgot to mention here, US Thai Baht's consistent rally. I mean, we're looking at here 31, we have 31 all the way up to 32. Okay. Full dollar. But in the world of Forex, that's pretty big. So next up, continuing along here, we have USD Mexico flat like a pancake. Then we have gold. It has been rallying. Then it's tapered off. And that's in Australia as well. Similar to the gold in Canadian. Swiss franc has pretty well been flat. Same with the euro. So gold is something you just don't want to hold. Really just letting your that investment flounder. Look at gold and Japanese yen, really bad. New Zealand, silver is not much better. Actually, it's worse off, silver and euro. It's calling for longs, but to be honest, who cares? I mean, like really. Okay, Australia, a 2000's got a long call. And that's fine. And really, it's just all flat, choppy, just no trend. And you're not going to make money unless it's trending. France, 40, and it all comes down to perfectly timing at those bottoms. If you bought the dip here, who would think it would be France 40 and it's powered up with a maintaining a long call as well? Euro 50, it's the same idea. Okay. But look at these pairs, Forex pairs, Euro, Hong Kong, just flat. Why bother? This can be a predictable one, is when the US dollar or the US economy goes, it will be the Scandinavian currencies that people will be holding, be it Sweden or DKK or Norway. Look at this biggest pair, Forex pair. Is Euro USD. It has a few longs there, but to be honest, it's just go nowhere. Deutsche 10-year bond short, and you'll see more of those on the US Treasury as well. Look at this. Hong Kong 33 has just been crushed by China, just putting in the coffin into their economy by controlling things. I don't know I think it's just part of their absolute control with the upcoming digital one that they're going to put out. They're really trying to make that a success in their minds. Japanese 225 has been in a pretty good decline there. Netherlands, I'm seeing more and more of. It's a decent little rally, but again, not much to say. Okay, Taiwan, really choppy. Look at how flat it was there in June 6th. decline. Now, UK 10-year, look how choppy it is, very range bound. Shorts now starting to pop up for the US Treasury. That's not a good thing. So let me see what the interest rate was on the bond there. 10-year bond, $1.25. It's down a little bit. So where's the bond? Yeah, they're right here. $1.22. I mean, who's going to make money on that when it's suppressed like that, so low? Really sad state of affairs what the Fed has done and the U.S. government, whatever. There's better places to be. 5-year, short 10-year on the 10-year treasury bonds here. Look at this. This is so sad. USD, Japanese yen, just really not going to make money in these conditions. Even the USD, Mexican peso, I had some hope when I saw these kind of rallies. Okay, so we're coming up to a very key one now, is sugar. It's been very range bound since May. So when you hear about inflation, the only thing I can say right now, when you look at copper and that's been increasing, fine. And then that sudden incline from just today, energy and industrial metals are on the move. But when you look at sugar here, so there's sugar. It's just range bound. It could move up. I don't know. Short term, it's not. Hasn't. So I'm not too concerned about that, but I'm hearing more and more about things like putting on the conspiracy hat here, the tinfoil hat. China's bought up $2 billion worth of farmland in the last little bit. We know about Gates buying up U.S. farmland. I don't know if you've seen. UK has had food shortages. They blame it on lack of truck drivers, which I think is all BS. If you watch Max Kaiser, they're saying there's coming food shortages. And we just got confirmation out of Switzerland that they're seeing that as well. Not Switzerland. But for me, being in Canada, we're just tooting around the countryside, 2 hours outside of Toronto. There's lots of cornfields growing, wheat, you name it. Fields are full. There's no drought conditions like they're having in the West Coast. So I'm not sure. I mean, at least Canada should be okay. But other regions that have extreme weather, I mean, we've been getting weather pretty bad lately, tornadoes, and extreme storms. And I'm sure you've seen the flooding in Europe, as well as the fires is another big one, drought in the West Coast. So the global weather, it's real. I mean, at least this year it's showing it. Okay, coming back to the charts here, we see British US dollar decline again, strengthening, sorry. And there's a short there for US dollar. That's a pound against the US dollar. I just lose faith in this Forex stuff. Okay, platinum, not much to go on about. Okay, so we're going from excellent to very good now. Again, more pairs, UK 100. They call it a long, but just really all over the place. Again, this is why I prefer the digital currencies. I'm going to say it again. If you're not on my Telegram channel to get the latest videos that I post there, you're missing out. And there are some big moves again. I'll show you that again just to show it ain't BS. But when you look at all the asset classes, this one right here, your digital, the granddaddy of them all, that you know what is moved. Okay. And everyone goes, why are you like that with crypto? Well, I'll ask you to face censor all this stuff. Again, more Forex. Okay, now we're starting to see some gold again. Short. Gold in the pound, short, declining. Ugh. New Zealand short with decline. Singapore, oh, there's a long there, sorry. Calling for a long in gold. Silver, and Swiss franc, yeah, whatever. Just looking for any agriculture moves. I'm not seeing them. A lot of these more Euro USD, slight longs, but just Euro USD is just like, psh, why bother? You know what I mean? Deutsche 10-year bond is moving up. That's okay, because there's nowhere else to go, I guess, for Europe. There's a short there, IN 50, very flat, very range-bound. Just when the markets are supposed to move, they're not moving as well. Same with the Japanese 225. These classic, buy the dip a little bit, but you're not getting the performance. It's a sad state of affairs. Well, you can see that little trend, overall long-term trend since May 16th with Netherlands 225. If you're into the set and forget, nothing in Singapore 30. Wow. Taiwan, same thing. Just, I don't like saying rubbish, but it is rubbish. Like, okay, so this is, I said before, the Russell short term is the only one that's going to move. Let's check out the, compare that to the major US. So here it's cooled off 14%, but it's still the best performing index compared to the rest of them for the US. So this is where I do think it is sort of reliable, but I wouldn't put my money and hold it in there for underperforming junk, really. I mean, this is why they're trying to kill off the other asset class. They're going after the stable. You know what? They're going after, it's just, it's pretty horrific, but it's been proven that it's a monster that will just don't die. Variety stores are putting in ATMs for it, so and so forth. So, you know, there's USD, Japanese yen, just awful. Like, how are you able to make money with this? Even from an automation standpoint. Okay, here we go. Here's the first big one. Look at corn. It's been in decline. Okay, and they talk about this inflation. Moved up there June 27th a little bit and it dropped back. So what I'm saying about the inflation, it's moving up a little bit with sugar, but not agriculture itself. Corn, I'm not seeing it as well. Yes, with copper. Yes, with oil. But that, I don't think it has anything to do with U.S. debt. That's just due to the lack of demand and OPEC manipulating their price, the supply price for oil. That's what it really boils down. And that's based upon the global sickness, of course, because if there's no supply for it, or sorry, no demand for it, more useless Forex pairs here. Just another copper, moose still moving up there. That's pretty impressive. Platinum, I don't know why, but that's it. So again, the big transfer of wealth is starting to happen now. Okay. If you're wanting to figure this out, man, you want to figure it out, just go to the quantlabs.net, look for the contact form. And go over to our shop. Okay. Explore this stuff. There's some free courses there to get introduced to all this fun stuff. Okay. If not, hey, not my life. You want to miss out, so be it. And be part of the UBI and participate in the new surf life we'll have. All right. We'll talk to you later. Thanks and have a good day.